The board is being asked to fine-tune temporary rules for post-fire housing, amending an earlier ordinance. One proposal involves allowing temporary RV parks on lots at least 20 acres in size designated for grazing and within a city's sphere of influence. Another would allow RV parks in rural residential and foothill residential zones. A third element would require setting aside money to restore sites to agricultural uses at a later date. In other fire-related developments, the board is expected to extend the deadline for the alternative debris removal program to March 15th and approve a $1 million contract for repairs to infrastructure at the county dump. Mechanisms that collect methane generated by decaying trash were damaged during the fire. The county's long feud with Chico over sewer connections in the unincorporated Chapmantown area returns. The board is being asked for changes that would allow sewer connections before annexation is complete, hoping to spur residential development in the campfire's wake. In other housing-related developments, the county is expecting an influx of $1.6 million from Sacramento for supportive housing for the mentally ill. The board will also receive a budget update, hear a report on groundwater supplies and subsidence, and will be asked to spend up to $54,000 on anti-opioid drug commercials and accept donation of a used news van for Sheriff's Office Communications. In Shasta County, the Board of Supervisors will weigh approving a 20,000-square-foot grocery store in Burney, consider a so-called navigation center for the homeless, aimed at serving the hardest-to-reach homeless, and consider other contracts. The respective meetings get underway at 9 this morning in Oroville and Reading, respectively. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.